Pagbati sa inyo, mga kapatid at mga kaibigan, sa pangalan ng ating Panginoong Heso Kristo, sa pagpapatuloy ng ating paksa sa Sunday School na Christian Holiness, tayo pa rin ay tumatalakay sa paksang Means of Grace na ititindig natin sa prinsipyo that God supplies graces but He ordinarily uses ordained means to activate the Spirit and the Word. At ito ay nasa proseso na nagsisimula sa layo ng magpakabanal, the goal to be holy, at inaalam natin ang mga kasalanang dapat patayin, mga biyayang dapat linangin, at pagkatapos ay ang mga pamantayan na dapat nating ipamuhay, ngunit hindi kumpleto yan kung wala ang paggamit ng mga kasangkapan ng biyaya. So I keep repeating that execution of means completes the cycle. At pagkatapos ng 7 pag-aaral sa paksang disiplina, I can say I can breathe a little more by addressing a new subject in the corporate means of grace, and that is the prayer of the church, ang panalangin sa iglesia. Gusto kong simulan sa aking tinatawag na the original devotion of the church. I say original because this is the original description of the church on the very day of Pentecost after baptism of 3,000. Ang sinabi ng Acts 2:42, they devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and the fellowship, to the breaking of bread and the prayers. Now, just a few comments of exegetical observation. Ang pinakaginamit na salita na action or verb ay devoted, or in some translations, continued steadfastly. According to the Lunida lexicon, an important lexicon used by preachers and exegetes, ang salitang ginamit riyan ay may kahulugan na to continue to do something with intense effort, with possible implication of despite difficulty. Ang itatanong natin, ano itong mga bagay na ganito ang naging diwa ng iglesia, ang kanilang naging devotion. Sa mga sinaginamit ang mga salita, pansinin natin, two pairs, there are two pairs here, each joined by and then each of the individual duties, so each individual duty has the definite article the. Now, tingnan natin magiging kahulugan nito, illustrating this by way of a construction material. Apat ang pinagtatatagan ng pagtatayo ng iglesia. Ang una ay doctrinal instruction na itinambal sa fellowship of the brethren. At ang ikalawa na magkatambal ay ang breaking of bread as a covenant sign or what we call sacrament. And then the prayers. Now, ang pagtatambal sa doctrinal instruction and fellowship teaches us that doctrinal instruction informs fellowship of the brethren. Ang fellowship natin na binigyang atensyon natin ng ilang panahon ay hindi lang gusto natin magsama-sama, kundi merong doktrina o pagtuturo na nagbubuklod sa atin. At ang pagtatambal naman sa breaking of bread as covenant sign and prayers shows that covenant sign is realized in covenant plea o ang pananalangin bilang tipa ng gawain ng iglesia. Kaya dito'y makikita natin ang puwang ng panalangin. Ang lahat ng ito, ang unang tatlo na bigyang pansin natin at itong ikaapat na bibigyang pansin natin ngayon, the corporate prayer of the church. So, ang tanong dito ay, should we have corporate prayer or is it more important to have private prayer? The answer to that is, both have a place. Corporate prayer is a means of grace different from private prayer, and we had time to consider private prayer under the private means of grace. And in fact, apat na lectures ang ginugol natin para bigyang pansin ang private prayer, because I think that is the more easily neglected sa ilang mga mananampalataya. Now, faithfulness in the corporate does not justify neglect of private prayer. At may mga gumagawa nito, pero maliwanag ang sinabi ng ating Panginoon sa Matthew chapter 6 and verse 6, when you pray, go into your room, close the door, and pray to your Father who is unseen. Then your Father who sees what is done in secret will reward you. Kaya dito, dinidiin ng Panginoon ang pagkakaroon ng sikreto o pribadong pananalangin just between you and God. In fact, this is in the context in which He is rebuking the hypocrisy of those who were only doing their prayers publicly to be seen by men. Therefore, we can conclude that fervency of public prayer without private prayer is hypocrisy, kapaimbabawan, na para kang masigasig sa publikong panalangin, ngunit wala kang pribado at pangsariling panalangin. So even if you are faithful in the corporate prayer, it does not justify that you neglect your private prayer life. On the other hand, consistency in private prayer does not justify neglect of corporate prayer. Hindi ibig sabihin na regular ka, consistent ka sa iyong pribadong panalangin, ay maaari mo nang palampasin ang panalangin bilang iglesia. Babalikan ko lang ang unang tekstong ginamit natin in Acts 2:42. Ito ang original devotion ng iglesia at kasama rito ay ang pananalangin. So be consistent with your private prayer, and that is very good, but do not neglect because of it the need and the imperative of the corporate prayer of the church. So, kung pagsamahin natin ito, we can say prayer is more effective where there is faithfulness in both corporate and private praying. Ibinibigyang diin sa bagong tipa ng bisa ng pribadong pananalangin. There is effective individual prayer, as we are told in James 5:16. Therefore, confess your sins to each other and pray for each other so that you may be healed. Now, take note, the prayer of a righteous person is powerful and effective. At ginamit niya ang halimbawa ni Elijah the prophet in the Old Testament. Just a single person yet had very effective results from his praying. Now, let me just make it clear what I mean by effective praying. It is not about the power of miracle working, but simply effectiveness in obtaining answered prayers. At yan ay nangyayari sa individual, sa pribado. But there is also effective church prayer. May sinabi ang Panginoon sa talata na malimit nating ginamit sa usaping disiplina, pero ito ay nasa konteksto rin ng gathered church in Matthew 18 verse 19. Again, I tell you that if two of you on earth agree about anything you ask for, and the same word is used here for the word for prayer. So if there are anything, if there is anything that you agree in praying for, it will be done for you by my Father in heaven. And remember, this is in the context of the gathered church. It is in the context of where two or three are gathered in my name, there am I in the midst of them. And in fact, in the context, we know it is about church discipline that should be done in the gathered church. Kaya makikita natin merong bisa ang individual at pribadong pananalangin, pero hindi ito inihiwalay sa bisa ng panalangin ng iglesia. At ang gusto nating tingnan ngayon ay ang pananalangin pang iglesia, the corporate prayer of the church. Now, the church must have its prayer life and meetings. And that means, in concentration, yan ay tinatawag nating prayer meeting. Now, let me say, there is corporate prayer in every church meeting, even in worship, even when we have business meetings and other meetings other than the prayer meeting, we do have corporate prayer, sapagkat kapag nananalangin may nangunguna, ito ay pangunguna para sa buong iglesia, panalangin pang iglesia ito. So there is corporate prayer in every meeting of the church. But the church needs to isolate a meeting just for concentrated prayer. At ito na nga ang tinatawag natin na the prayer meeting. Bagamat may pananalangin sa bawat pagpupulong ng iglesia, meron dapat tayong ibinubukod na pagpupulong na para lamang sa pananalangin na siya nating tinatawag na prayer meeting. But unfortunately, the prayer meeting is often the least attended of church meetings. Maaring masipag sa pagdalo sa morning service, and then less people attend when it comes to the afternoon service, when in fact, it should be both a commitment if we are committed to the Sabbath as the Lord's Day. But even less are those who are attending the prayer meeting of the church. For some, we understand that they are providentially hindered. Most prayer meetings fall on a work day at maaaring nakaschedule sa panahon na meron silang work, hindi sila makahabol sa pulong panalangin ng iglesia. We understand that this is providential hindrance. It is not something that they like. It is not something that they desire, but it is something nahahadlangan sila ng providensya ng Diyos. But I'm afraid it is also true to observe that for many, there is sinful negligence. Ang kanilang pagpapabaya ay makasalanang pagpapabaya. Ang ilan sa kanila, they hold that Sunday is the only imperative day for church meetings, and they think any other day than Sunday is not as imperative as Sunday meetings. Now, that is a wrong notion. Makikita dito ang kaliitan ng ating pagtingin o pagtitimbang sa panalangin ng iglesia. So we need to correct this, and we should strive to be in attendance to the prayer meeting. Attendance to the prayer meeting must be owned by members as a covenant duty. Dapat tanggapin natin ito na tungkulin nating ipinagtipanan sa iglesia. Hindi lamang ang lingguhang panambahan, kundi kasama na ang pulong panalangin ng iglesia. Ngayon sa pulong panalangin ng iglesia, let us make sure that the prayer meeting is really a time for prayer, not predominantly that of instruction. Now, meron tayong time for devotion because the Word of God helps us to pray, and it is good to pray for something that directly derives from our study of the Word of God, but there must be a predominance of praying. Sa Acts 1:14, mababasa natin, they, all the disciples, joined together constantly in prayer, along with the women and Mary, the mother of Jesus, and with his brothers. Now, that is a very significant observation. This is prior to Pentecost, and they were instructed by Jesus to await the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. At ang makikita natin dito, waiting for Pentecost or the outpouring of the Holy Spirit was a time of concentrated praying. Now, hindi natin alam kung merong instruction na nangyari, nagkaroon ng pagpipili sa papalit sa katungkulan, posisyon ni Judas bilang apostol, but in terms of actual instruction that is not mentioned, what is given emphasis is that they were gathered in concentrated prayer. Again, unfortunately, by observation, some prayer meetings in many churches are still venues for Bible instruction or Bible study. And of course, we are not against studying the Bible, but it is the wrong place to do in the prayer meeting because that is not the purpose for the prayer meeting. At malimit ang much of the time in the so-called prayer meeting is spent in instruction and discussion. I've been to such churches, and I've been a member of such a church a long time ago na ang prayer meeting ay karaniwan salita ng salita ang pastor ng kanyang mga haka-hakat, mga pagtuturo, and then a little prayer is tacked on the end just to qualify it as prayer meeting. And it is a form of self-deception na masabi mo mong may prayer meeting ang iglesia sa kanyang schedule, pero kung dumalo ka naman sa prayer meeting, it is not concentrated praying that is happening, and that should be changed. Sa prayer meeting, the prayer meeting must concentrate on kingdom and church concerns. Yun ang ipapanalangin sa prayer meeting ng iglesia. Makikita natin sa itinurong panalangin ng Panginoon na tinatawag nating the Lord's Prayer. And take note here, the plural, Our Father. This is intended to be the prayer of the brethren together in company. And in the context again, it is that of the church. So the church, when it gathers for prayer, is to be praying predominantly for kingdom matters, for church concerns. So the Lord's Prayer is mainly of kingdom matters. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And makikita natin ang ilang mga referensya sa Bagong Tipan, in the Book of Acts, several places. It is concerning the missionary mandate from the time of the calling of Paul and Barnabas, and then sa iba pang pagkakataon ng pag-uulat ng gawain ng misyon at doon nagkakaroon ng pananalangin sa iglesia. Then in Colossians 4:2, it is concerning the effectiveness of the word. Kaya nananalangin ng iglesia para sa pangangaral ng salita ng Diyos maaring gagawin sa panambahan ng iglesia. Ephesians 6:18 and following also mentions prayer in the context of the Christian armor, which means in the context of battle, this is praying for victory in spiritual battle. So hindi pinababayaan ng mga personal na alalahanin, pero ang pangunahin pa rin kahit sa personal na alalahanin ay ang mga spiritual na pakikipagbaka natin. While in James 5:14, which comes back to the issue of the prayer of the church, it is concerning the sick, and of course, this has to do with people who are seriously sick and the spiritual welfare of members, because it speaks of confessing sins that need forgiveness. And so what we can say of this is the predominance of kingdom concerns and church concerns, and therefore in the prayer meeting we must avoid and we must not spend the prayer meeting on trivialities and selfish occupation. Huwag tayong maukupa doon sa mga maliliit na bagay o mga pangsarili, makasarili na mga nasa lokalooban natin na pang-personal lamang. And then, isa pang bagay, some occasions will call for extraordinary assemblies for prayer. So, meron tayong regular na pulong panalangin, ngunit may mga darating na pagkakataon na hindi natin mahintay ang kasunod na pulong na panalangin, at maaaring may mga pangyayaring mahalaga like what happened in Acts 4:23 following because of persecution, and they had their own prayer. In fact, someone leading the prayer, they went to their own company and reported all that the chief priests and elders had said unto them. And when they heard that, they lifted up their voice to God with one accord. Kaya doon ay nagkaroon na sila ng pananalangin. So times of crisis, like persecution, these are times where we need extraordinary assemblies of prayer. Another occasion was when Peter was arrested and kept in prison according to Acts 12. And take note the significance of the contrast. But the church was earnestly praying to God for him. Ganitong ginawa ng mga otoridad, ngunit bilang kontra, pangontra doon sa ginawa ng otoridad ay ang ginawa ng iglesia sa pananalangin. So special prayer for leaders' needs, such as in this case the Apostle Peter. So this is where the link between prayer and fasting can be highlighted, na napag-usapan natin noong nakaraan na may puwang para sa fasting as intensified prayer, and it is in some moments of special need or crisis. Another thing to say about the prayer meeting, church assemblies for prayer must be reverent and orderly. Hindi pwedeng walang kaayusan ang pulong panalangin, at may mga ibinigay na pagsasaayos sa Bagong Tipan kapag nananalangin magkakasama ang mga kapatiran. Isang makikita natin ay 1 Corinthians 11:3 following, but I want you to understand that the head of every man is Christ. The head of a wife is her husband, and the head of Christ is God. Every man who prays or prophesies with his head covered dishonors his head, but every wife who prays or prophesies with her head uncovered dishonors her head, since it is the same as if her head were shaven. Now, hindi ko na muna uungkatin ang usapin ng covering of the head dito. I believe that to be a distinction in the identity of male and female, even in the way they wear their appearance, which includes the hair. But what is important to notice here is how men and women are involved in church prayer. Although their roles are distinguished clearly, Pinag-iba ang kanilang mga papel pero walang sinabi na para lang sa lalaki ang panalangin ng iglesia. Minsan sinasabi ng iba na hindi naman nakakapanalangin ang mga babae sa inyo. Hindi totoo yan. Sa pulong panalangin, nananalangin ang lahat. Ngayon, may sinabi rin kaayusan kung kailan may mangunguna sa pananalangin. At maliwanag din ito sa 1 Timothy chapter 2 verse 8, "I will therefore that men pray everywhere, lifting up holy hands without wrath and doubting." Now, this is in the context of the gathered church. Now, what is significant here is the sudden change of word by the Apostle Paul. Una niyang ginamit ang anthropos sa Greek na men in generic, which can mean men and women, anthropos. Pero pagdating dito, sa mangunguna sa panalangin, bigla niyang binago andros, which is male, men. Kaya hindi ito aksidente lang na kinailangan niyang baguhin ang salita, kundi talagang intention niya na sa pulong panalangin ng iglesia, which will be consistent with what he says a few verses later, that women are not allowed to speak with authority in the church, only the men, and that is part of the role-giving authority of God as far as church hierarchy and arrangement is concerned. So men, as male, are designated as vocal leaders in public praying. Again, let me emphasize, it does not mean women are not praying. They are. But men are the one who vocally lead in the prayer of the public. So that means for all, whether you are the one vocally leading or not, join praying mentally in vocally led public prayer. Yan ang significance doon sa binasa natin kanina na they prayed with one accord. Hindi ibig sabihin na sabay-sabay silang nanalangin. Minsan akong nakadalo ng ganyan na sinabi, let us pray as one. And then suddenly everybody prayed vocally, kanya-kanya. Lalong walang oneness. Praying with one accord means someone is leading vocally the prayer, but all the rest are joining him with mental praying and the saying of Amen. Kaya sa pananalangin ng iglesia bilang isang katawan, isaayos natin ang ating diwa at pag-iisip. Ang tamang pag-iisip ay isipin natin, it is imperative that I join my church in being a praying church. That is what the kind of church we want to be, a praying church. Now, that means in your thought, I will not belittle the value of the prayer meeting of my church. In fact, this is a test of maturity. At ang ugali na ibubunga niyan, I will, by God's grace, seek to attend every prayer meeting when I am not providentially hindered. Again, I already conceded that some are providentially hindered. But when you are not providentially hindered, you seek to attend the prayer meeting. Ang maling pag-iisip na pinaiiral ang nanatiling kasalanan ay sabihin niyang it is good to have a prayer meeting in the church, but it is not as imperative as Sunday attendance. Yan na nga ang maling pag-iisip na ating ibinawas to, at ang magiging ugali ng ganitong pag-iisip, when I have extra time or little else to do, I will try to attend the prayer meeting. But the prayer meeting should not be my main consideration. Now, that is a bad attitude to the corporate prayer of the church. So, give the corporate prayer more value than your common excuses. Isipin mo ang mga common excuses, mga pangangatwirang nagiging mabilis na dahilan para lumiban ka sa pulong panalangin at daigin mo ang mga bagay na ito. Tandaan natin na mahalaga ang pulong panalangin bilang kasangkapan ng biyaya. At anuman ang iyong pagkamatapat sa individual ng pananalangin, walang dahilan na isang tabi ang corporate prayer. So I trust in the study of the means of grace, we will give corporate prayer its due place. It is good to have a church that is not only teaching the truth, that is not only having good fellowship and is faithful in the sacraments, but a church that is devoted to corporate prayer. That is a church that will truly be God's assembly for people who will be holy. At sana yan ang adhikain natin bilang iglesia, na maging mapanalanginin na iglesia at magkaroon tayo ng pagtutulungan sa kabanalan. Maraming salamat sa inyong pakikinig. Sana kayo ay nakinabang at muli sumainyo ang pag-ibig ng Diyos Ama, ang biyaya ng kanyang anak na si Jesucristo at ang pakikipisan ng banal na Espiritu.